The Springfield City Council is being asked to approve an agreement with a company that is planning to build a $95 million factory that would reduce the property tax owed by $10 million over a 10-year period. Mayor Dominic Sarno has asked the council to approve the agreement. It is on the agenda for Monday night's meeting. City Councilor Ken Shea, who chairs the council's finance committee, said the council will consider a 10-year abatement known as a tax increment financing or TIF agreement. It is an economic development tool that cities and towns in Massachusetts have used for decades to encourage business expansion and job creation.
It allows a developer some breathing space so that they've got the money to put in there. And we've used it a number of times. And this, to me, would be the most critical time we've ever used it.
Shea said the economic benefits to the city from the new factory far exceed the amount of the tax break.
Because this is a serious number of jobs. I mean, when you figure we're going to have 200 to 300 employees averaging $66,000 a year, that's a huge amount of money poured into the economy. It pales, and I mean, it makes the TIF pale in comparison to the impact it'll have on us.
CRRC USA Rail Corporation, previously known as CNRMA, purchased the 40-acre former Westinghouse property on Page Boulevard last April for $12 million after the company was awarded a $566 million contract to build new subway cars for the MBTA. A groundbreaking ceremony was held September 3rd with Governor Charlie Baker. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said negotiations on the tax agreement began about 18 months ago. Between then and now, the size and estimated cost of the project grew. What was originally planned as a 125,000-square-foot assembly plant is now a 220,000-square-foot facility. The project cost has gone from $50 million to $95 million.
What we are really talking to them about is doing a tax agreement on the added value that they're going to be putting into the property, the building that they're going to build, the personal property and everything that they're going to be in there. And we need to give them a certain amount of time to ramp up to get up to full production. And it just makes sense to look at it that way. But there will be no reduction in the agreed upon property tax that we'll be using as a base. So the city will be doing quite well from any perspective.
If the TIF is approved, the tax bill for the property will be almost $27.5 million over 10 years, according to city officials. A project of this size, with the potential for hundreds of well-paying manufacturing jobs, has not been seen in western Massachusetts in decades. It will cause a ripple effect for jobs at other area precision manufacturers, according to David Cruz, the president of the Hampden County Regional Employment Board.
Anytime you bring in a manufacturing assembly operation of this scale, you're going to have a multiplier effect around the region here that's going to be significant. And because this is really Precision Valley here to begin with, we have, a supply chain here that I think will clearly be able to respond to their needs, no doubt about it.
CRRC's contract with the MBTA calls for the production of 284 subway cars to replace vehicles that have been in use on the system's Red Line and Orange Line since the 1960s. Production is to begin in 2018. Company officials say they're pursuing other business in the United States. The Springfield factory, which will include space for engineering, research and development, and administrative offices, will be the company's North American base. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.